time of hope or desperation. Probably a bit of both for millions of Greeks who are preparing to vote in this weekend's election. Greece's economy has shrunk by a quarter since the financial crisis. Unemployment and poverty has soared as austerity measures hit hard. The left-wing Syriza party is the front-runner ahead of Sunday's ballot. It wants to throw out the unpopular multi-billion euro bailout Greece signed 5 years ago in return for bankruptcy-saving loans. If they win and Greece reneges on its debt, some fear the country could end up leaving the eurozone and that there will be further chaos for the economy. But others question whether sticking with the euro is really in the country's best interest long term. Well, I spoke to Hugo Dixon, who's in Athens covering the election for Reuters, and asked whether there was more hope or despair on the streets of Athens.
It's such a mixture, honestly. Last night, Tsipras, the leader of Syriza, he had his final rally. His motto actually is Elpida, which is hope. And there was a lot of good spirits, high spirits among the people at that rally, dancing, smiling, etc. But I think that among those people who aren't Syriza supporters, and certainly among the people in the financial community, there is a lot of concern about a Syriza victory and how that could lead to a confrontation with the eurozone and ultimately, possibly, to Greece's exit from the euro.
Well, that was Hugo Dixon from Reuters. Well, the crisis in Greece hasn't just affected the markets. It's affected people's lives, often in the most tragic of ways. Along with her friend and co-director Kostas Kalergis, journalist Theopi Skolotis has made a documentary called Love in the Time of Crisis, which examines just this.
A lot of us feel like teenagers because we don't have the money to rent our own house and we can't be fully independent.
We need love in this time of crisis, but we are also afraid of love because love brings expectations, responsibilities, financial commitment.
Well, I spoke to Theopi Skarlatos a little earlier and began by asking her just how bad this crisis has been for young people in Greece.
It's really affected young people a lot here. There's around 60% unemployment amongst young people here, so it's pretty hard to find somebody who has a full-time job here. Most people are working probably 3-4 jobs at a time for around 500-600 euros a month. So it's really difficult to make a living here. From my point of view in the documentary that I've made, it's not only affecting how people pay the rent or where they live, it's affecting things like relationships.
So have people really put their lives on hold?
Yeah, totally. I have a lot of friends here who are, say, in their mid-30s who are living like teenagers. They're adults living like teenagers. They're having to move back in with their parents, with their families.
And some mothers of families in particular have had to resort to some very extreme measures, haven't they, to try and just feed their children and survive.
Yeah, in this documentary we looked a little bit at the sex industry. We met a woman, say, for example, who is in her mid-30s. She's actually a doctor. She has her own private clinic. But she has also, even before the crisis, was responsible for helping out her family financially and paying for her parents' rent and healthcare bills and her sister, who is a single parent. And then when the crisis hit, instead of getting three people coming to see her in her office a day, it was becoming three people a week. And so she actually turned to the sex industry to help her to live, really. We also went to a brothel out in Larissa, outside of Athens, and the owner there told us that the number of married women coming to ask her for work since the crisis began has doubled. And she says she can't take them on because her brothel's legal. Apparently she can only take women on who are single and want to work, so she has to turn them away, and she says a lot of them actually end up on the street.
To what extent do you think this crisis has put people off expanding their families?
A lot. Pretty much every woman that we spoke to in this documentary has said that they don't think that they'll be able to have children in the future. We visited a gynecologist who told a very sad story about a woman who came who was having IVF treatment with him. And she came in crying, and he said, "Why are you crying?" And she said, "Well, I'm pregnant." And he said, "Well, this is what we wanted. You should be happy." And she said, "Well, no, because I've lost my job and my husband is just about to lose his, and I want to have an abortion." And he didn't want to do it, and so she decided to go elsewhere to get an abortion. So tragic.
Absolutely. Is there a sense, do you think, that the election could change things?
I was at the Tsipras rally, which was held last night, And there was a sense in the atmosphere, obviously, that it was full of Tsipras and Syriza supporters there, but there was this sort of sense of hope, and it did feel, in a way, revolutionary. And people have flocked to him and to the party because they need hope, they want hope. There are people who will say, we want change, you know, whatever it may be.
And that was documentary maker Theopis Garlottos.